Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. I am Prophet and Teacher Laron Matthews, and we're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer and a time of intercession. Whatever you're believing the Lord for, set your heart as a flint. The Word of God said in the book of Psalm 55 and 17 by way of David, he said, "At morning, at noon, and at evening will I pray and cry aloud that you might hear our voice." This is a time of prayer. Our nation needs intercessors and prayer warriors. 1 Timothy 2 and 1, Paul said, "He exhorts, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." We're in a time, men and women of God around the world, where the intercessors are interceptors. Our role in the earth realm is very critical to interceding on behalf of family, nation, community. It's important that we pray for our government, political leaders, our first responder, and the list goes on. We are needed like never before. We are to go in and pull up demonic landmines, monitoring spirit, and veto every diabolical activity of the hand of the enemy that's against us. There's a strong spirit of death and premature death in the land. We have to be able to go in and carefully tap into the spirit realm and begin to take total authority over the assignment. Many of us are in strategic positions throughout the nation as the winds of the north, the winds of the south, and the wind of the east and the west are blowing. You have to know your power and your authority in the midst of the winds that are blowing. God has raised up powerful people of God who know how to strategically stand in position and on their assignment in this time. You, as an intercessor and a prayer warrior, you are very critical to the fight and the battle in the land. This is a time that God has you in strategic position. Please, whatever you do, don't flatline on the front line. God needs you. He needs your depth. He needs your prayer. He needs your deepness. He needs your intercession. And he needs you in this hour, season, and dispensation. The strong man is underway, but the men and women of God who are strong will be able to do the great and mighty exploit, as the Word of God said. Also, the Word of God said, "The eyes of the Lord God go to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect towards him." This is a time that your prayer has to be perfected. You have to know a strategic position in the land. So we're getting ready to go into a time of prayer and a time of intercession. I stand with you as an intercessor and a prayer warrior, and we're connecting with each other from all seven continents as we get ready to go into this time of prayer. Whatever you're believing the Lord for, whatever you're asking God to do, we're going to believe God. One of the things about a great intercessor, they know how to go in. And don't use your position or your place to manipulate God in your prayer. God doesn't work on manipulating prayer. He works on strategic prayer warriors and intercessors that know how to go in, take authority, bind up, loose, and release the power of prayer. We're getting ready to go into a tower. Powerful time of prayer. God bless you.
A scripture reading will be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, as we enter in prayer on today, we girdle our loins with the belt of truth, and we put on the breastplate of righteousness, and we're shod on our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're picking up our shield of faith, which will quench every fiery dart of the enemy, and we're putting on our helmet of salvation. And we pick up our sword, which is your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we have put on the whole armor on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you. We just want to praise your name, Father God. We just want to bless you, Father God, for being Jehovah Jireh. We just want to bless you, Father God, because you are Jehovah Nisi. We just want to bless you, Father God, because you are Jehovah Shalom. Oh, God, we thank you that you are Elohim. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you are the great I am. We thank you, God, that you are the beginning and the end, ending and the Alpha and the Omega. We thank you for being Abba Father. Hallelujah. And we give you praise and we give you the glory and the honor that you deserve, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for how you kept us, Father God, throughout the night, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even up until this point, Father God, for how you kept us safe and you covered us and our families, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bless you and we praise you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you will forgive us of every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father God, that you will forgive us of every thought that did not line up with your word, every action and every deed, Father God, that you would wash us clean right now, that you would soak us and saturate us in the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you would create in us a clean heart and the right spirit within, and you will let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. The Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And, Father God, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you have forgiven every one of our sins and tossed them behind your back into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. And, Father God, we pray on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for those that are homeless today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We're praying, Father God, that you would open doors that no man can close for them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would give them permanent situations, Father God, glory, hallelujah, not temporary situations, but permanent situations with housing, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for protecting them, Father God, and we give you praise. And, Father God, we're praying for those that are hungry on today, Father God. We're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, fill their cupboards, Father God, that you would fill their refrigerators, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would send blessings in, hallelujah, from the north, south, east, and the west, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. And Father God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, bless right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, those single parents, Father God, and those families, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that are having the time making ends meet, Father God, glory, hallelujah, send the increase to them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, hallelujah, and Father God, we pray for those that have believed, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we thank you now, God, for sending the comforter to them, Father God, we thank you now, God, for wrapping your loving arms around them, Father God, and picking up the broken pieces of their heart, Father God, because of the loss of the loved one, Father God. And we just thank you, God, for sending strength to them now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. We give you praise, Father God. We give you honor, Father God. And Father God, we're praying for the elderly on today. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Send helpers to them, Father God. Send people that are willing to take time and sit with them and talk with them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that are willing to, hallelujah, put your hands to the plow for them, Father God, running errands and cleaning their homes if they need that, Father God, and helping bathe them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, helping them take their medications if they have any, Father God, and we're praying that you would touch their bodies right now from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God, and release strength to them right now, release healing to them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. And Father God, we're praying for those that are lost, Father God, those that don't know you for themselves, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We're praying, Father God, that they would come to know you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and develop a relationship with you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And those that are in back sitting state, Father God, you would bring them back to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you would bring back the prodigal sons and daughters, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and restore the relationship with you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we're praying for our children, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're praying that you would cover them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, some are in schools and some are, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in college, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're praying that you would cover them now, Father God, that no danger would come to them, no hurt, no harm, hallelujah, no COVID, Father God, glory, hallelujah, no other diseases, Father God, glory, hallelujah, would come to them, Father God, we're praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, even open up their minds, hallelujah, to receive the information, Father God, that they're learning, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let them stay focused and keeping their mind first and foremost focused on you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but Father God, let them excel academically, Father God, glory, hallelujah, let them excel to the top of the class, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and even those college students, adults that have went back to school, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every single test and every single exam, Father God, let them test in 100 percentile, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and Father God, cover the educators, and Father God, glory, hallelujah, all of those, hallelujah, that are involved, hallelujah, in the school systems, Father God, teaching, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and those that are the principals and the lunch aides and everyone involved, Father God, keep them covered and cover their families, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah. And Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're praying for the brokenhearted and the wounded on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We're praying, Father God, that you would lift them up, Father God, that you would, hallelujah, pull them up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would wrap your loving arms around them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And when they feel they have no one, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that they can come to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And Father God, glory, hallelujah, we're praying for those that are hopeless, hallelujah, those that have given, that are ready to give up and throw in the towel, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, restore their hope in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And those that are depressed, going through depression, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Lift off of them, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Restore back their joy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God. And, Father God, those that are dealing with issues in the mind, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, move by your spirit for them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, shift their mindsets, Father God, and Father God, oh, God, instill within the mind of Christ Jesus, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we give you praise, Father God, we give you honor, Father God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, for you are worthy, hallelujah, and you are worthy to be praised, hallelujah, we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, that there's none like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. We have searched all over and found none like you, none so faithful, none so kind, none so caring, none so loving, none so holy, and none so righteous. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to walk upright before you, Father God. Help us, Father God, to walk in righteousness, Father God, and holiness, because your word tells us to be holy because you are holy, Father God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, even with our relationship with you, Father God. Help us to begin to just tap in, Father God, like never before. Oh, God, help us keep our mind stayed on you, Father God, in this hour, because you said that you would keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Let us not be distracted. Let us not be turned to the left or to the right, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And help us to concentrate on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and Father God, help us to be obedient to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us to just do what you say do, Father God, when you say do it. And listen and be tuned in, Father God, to take instruction from you and you only, Father God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we do bless you, God. And, Father God, we pray against evil and sin, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and murder, hallelujah. That spirit of murder, we bind it up right now, and we cast it into the fiery sea right now. And the shootings and anger and rage, we bind those up as well, Father God, and we send it right back to dry places. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, touch right now those that are sick in their body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that are suffering right now, Father God, from cancers and all different diseases, Father God, we bind up the spirit of infirmity and send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you that your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. So, Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, that witchcraft is being cast into the fiery sea right now. We bind it up right now, that white magic, that black magic, that Santeria, that hoodoo and that voodoo, the hexes and the vexes and the taboos and the obia, Father God. We send it right back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus. And every spell, every curse, we break it right now with the breaker's anointing, and we reach up and intercept every satanic arrow that's being launched at in this noonday hour where destruction lays waste. Oh God, we reach up and we intercept those arrows and cast them right back down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your divine protection over us, Father God. We thank you for divine protection over our families. We thank you, God, for protection over our nation, our communities. Father God, we just give you praise and we give you glory, Father God. We thank you for protecting our cities and our churches, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. And we thank you, God, for your word that says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, God, and we thank you that no plague and no disease will hit our homes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We just bless you, Father God, because you're worthy to be praised, Father God. And, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we release your promises right now over your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, over your people everywhere, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we thank you for shifting the atmosphere. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah for blessings being released right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for moving by your spirit, Father God, on each and every petition, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, of your people, Father God. We thank you, God, even those silent petitions, oh God. We thank you that you're moving on them as well, Father God, in those long time petitions, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're answering them now, oh God, and we just give you praise for a swift and quick manifestation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we thank you while we're yet speaking, Father God, that you have already answered, Father God. We thank you, God, that, hallelujah, that you're moving on it, that you already had the answer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we pray against the backlash and retaliation because of these prayers. Oh, God, and we thank you that all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of light. And we say amen and amen in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Evangelist Brooks. You have to unmute your line if you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you on this day. Lord, we want to reverence you. Father, we want to glorify. God, we want to magnify, God, and we want to magnograph your name. God, we come before you on today, Lord, first and foremost, asking, God, that you will forgive us, Lord, of any sins we have committed against you, Lord, by words, by thoughts, and by our deeds. God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, remove any heavy burdens that are surrounded in the atmosphere, God. And God, we take an authority right now over every strong man in the elements of our atmosphere, even now, God. We speak to the realms of faith, God, that the people that are in our element that does not believe, God, you will remove that spirit from our atmosphere, God, as we decree and declare your word, God. Father, you said in your word in the book of John 3:30, John said, decrease me, God, that the word of God, your deity, may increase the more in the name of Jesus. David said in Psalms 139:24, he said, search me, O God, and know me, and try me, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me unto life everlasting. Not your word said in Matthew 18:18, he said, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And then whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Then again, I say unto you, you said, well, there's two or three gathered together in your name. If we touch and agree on earth to ask him anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. God, you said one will put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. And God, we decree and declare those that are standing in the gap with us, Lord. We ask right now that you will intensify the strength and the power of their prayer, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare to the winds of the south and the winds of the east and the winds of the west and the winds of the north, God, to begin to move on behalf of your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said in your word in Romans 8:26, you said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for what we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. God, we're standing on the word of God. You said, in, yea, that searches the heart, knoweth what the mind of the Spirit is, because you make it intercession for us, for the saints, according to the will of you. Father, we're standing on the word of God today, God, that the breaker's anointing will move on behalf of families, homes, God, jobs, corporation, business, God, in the name of Jesus. Ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. God, move over our government right now. You said in your word, God, in 1 Timothy 2:1, by way of Timothy, he said, I exhort, first of all, that supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, God, we're lifting up the United States of America, God, we decree and declare that the angels of the living God will cover the borders of this state, of the United States, God, and cover all 50 states, God, in the name of Jesus. Move over the United States Senate and all 100 senators, God. Move in their departments, God. Move in their committees, God. Move in their subcommittees, God. Move in their district offices, God, in the name of Jesus. Make a way for them, God. The newly elected ones and those that have been elected to offices right now. Give them a change of heart, God, as you always do, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we decree and declare that you move over all 435 congressional offices in seats, God. Move over them, God. Move in their committee and subcommittee and district offices even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you touch their heart and change their thoughts, God, over the rules, regulation, amendments, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak to the special interest group that influenced their decision and choices through political decisions in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now you will expose the hand of the enemy, and we come against every demonic activity that have been set down through those offices, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we're lifting up the President of the United States, God. We're decreeing and declaring that you will touch the heart of the President and the Vice President, God. Move over their cabinets even now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their heart, God. Renew and refresh, God. We lifting up the President-elect, Lord, in the cabinet and the staff that they have in position. God, we decree and declare that there should be a smooth transition in the land concerning the transition of power in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word in Proverbs 21:1 that the king heart is in the hand of you, God, as the river turning, that you turn it whichever way you desire. And God, we decree and declare your word right now that you will turn the heart of the system, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, you said in your word in the book of Luke 18:1, unto this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. You said that we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we take an authority right now over the hemisphere, the atmosphere, the troposphere, the biosphere, the lithosphere, the elements in the name of Jesus. And we take authority right now over the monitoring spirits that have been sent down. And we come against astral projection, God, and we bind it up. In the name of Jesus, we come against every witchcraft sponsor spirit, spirit of manipulation, spirit of deception. We bind, rebuke, renounce your hand. In the name of Jesus, we come against demonic spirit of indoor, God. We come against Ouija boards and experimental demonic plague, God, that have been sent in the land. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke in the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. We take an authority right now over the strong man. We come against strong man in homes. Strong men and family in the name of Jesus, and we rebuke the stronghold, God. We rebuke the stronghold that operate through the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab. We come against strong men that operate through the spirit of unforgiveness and bitterness and rejection and hurt, God. And we come against the strong men that operate against low self-esteem in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare your word, God. You said that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you to the pulling down of stronghold. God, you said casting down every imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. We cast the devil out of the mind, and we rebuke the spirit of illusion and delusion, and we come against fantasy, God, and we come against mental illness, God, in the name of Jesus. We binding up and denouncing every spirit of bipolar. We come against the spirit of schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We come against the demonic spirit that sit at the seat of the cerebellum and the cerebrum, God, and operate through the nervous system, God, and we take authority right now. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you, and we command you to loose your hold right now. We command you to loose your hold on the seat of the sensory, God, of the mind of the people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move the central nervous system, God. Move in the brain, God. Touch right now the motor skill, the motor movement, God. Move over the coordinates of the brain, God. In the name of Jesus, move over the posture, the balance, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move over their speech, God. Give them strength, God, and balance in their muscular system, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you touch right now. You touch the brain coordinates, God. Go through the cortex, God. Touch and strengthen in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Restructure the organ. Restructure the thought process in the name of Jesus. Come right now. Touch right now. Angels of the living God, move over the gateway and the basal of the brain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them right now. Give them the strength of the ox. In the lips of clay, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, we adjure you by Jesus' name to loose that man, loose that woman right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're lifting up our children right now. You said in your word in Psalm 37:25, by way of David. David said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, neither I see begging bread, God. We're lifting up our seed today, God. We're lifting up the suckling, God. We're lifting up the adolescent and the teenager, God. In the name of Jesus, move by your power over their mind, God. Move by your power over their thoughts, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're lifting up the innocent children, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen their minds, strengthen their thoughts, God. Those that are sitting in classrooms, those that are watching in via social media, internet, God. In the mighty name of and Zoom, God, we come against demonic decoys that have been sent in, God, by the spirit of pedophilia, God, and operating through the spirit realm over the mind of your children. Sensory right now. In the name of Jesus, we're taking authority right now over the demonic spirit of pedophilia, God. We're binding it up, God, in the name of Jesus. And we're taking authority against the strange spirit, the familiar spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're binding up every homosexual spirit, every lesbian spirit. We're taking authority right now over the dragons right now, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We come against perverted teachers, perverted principles, perverted authority, perverted people that position right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you right now. We take an authority against that demonic spirit that operates through sensory, God, and we come against monitoring spirits that have been sent out in the land, God. We come against demonic teleporting systems, God, that are in operation even now in the name of Jesus. God, we come against demonic landmines. We're pulling down every diabolical activity in sanction. We send a veto notice into elements and atmospheres right now. We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, God, we have to cast down every vain imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word in Psalm 119:89, you said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." You said in verse 105 that the word of God is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in Proverbs 18:10 that your name is a strong tower and the righteous runneth into in our safe, God. Give us a safe zone, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God in your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us, and that we take no thoughts for our tomorrow. Tomorrow will take thoughts of the things of themselves. You said in Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off our shoulders and the burden from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, God. Loose your anointing, God, over the cities and over the town, God. Loose your anointing, God, over our community, God. Loose your anointing, God, over that hospital room, God, over that medical facility, God. Loose your anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. Loose your anointing, God, over the school system, God. Loose your anointing over that sick man, that sick woman, in the name of Jesus. God, loose your anointing, God. You said in Psalm 107:20, God, you sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from all destruction. We speak the breast cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We speak the pancreatic cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We speak the prostate cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We speak the lung cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We speak the liver cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We speak the brain cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We beat the bone cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We beat the ovarian cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We beat the renal cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We beat the tongue cancer of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We beat the high blood pressure of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We beat the low blood pressure of the Lord, God, rebuke you. We beat the spirit of the schizophrenia of the mind, the Lord, God, rebuke you. We take authority over COPD, the Lord, God, rebuke you. ADHD, the Lord, God, rebuke you. Mental disorder, the aura, God, rebuke you. Spirit of vertigo, the Lord, God, rebuke you. Spirit of thyroid malalgia, the Lord, God, rebuke you. Spinal disorder, the Lord, God, rebuke you. Overactive thyroid, the Lord, God, rebuke you. Carpal tunnel, the Lord, God, rebuke you. We're binding it up now. Overactive bladder, the Lord, God, rebuke you. Kidney disease, the Lord, God, rebuke you. We rebuke it and bind up the spirit of sickness. In the name of Jesus, move by your power, God. Saturate them, God. Saturate their heart, God. Move into the bones. Cover those bones, God. We move into it right now. Cover the leg, God. Cover the organ. Cover the tissue, God. Cover them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen their mind, God. Strengthen them, God. We speak to the spirit of unforgiveness, God, that's carrying people, walking around with unforgiveness, false humility, God. You cover that man. You cover that woman, mind. You cover their spirit, God. You heal them. Bring them out of the dilemma, God. Bring them out of the deep hurt, God. Bring them out of the incest, God. Bring them out of unforgiveness in their father line, in their mother line, in the mighty name of Jesus. Relationship unforgiveness, divorce unforgiveness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover their mind, God. Cover their thoughts, God. We speak to the spirit of greed. We speak to that spirit right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remove the spirit of greed from them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God. We speak to the spirit of sarcoidosis, God, that operates through the immune system, God. You cover that man. You cover that woman. Bring them out, God. We speak to that person that's dealing with the issue in the blood cells of their body, God. We We see the female organs and tissues, God, that are out of joint, out of operation, God. Cover them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We see to the male organs, the male system, God. You cover that man. You cover his body, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to chemical imbalances, God, that operate in the body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the heart issue, God. Move over the heart issue, the vessels in the heart, God. Renew and refresh the heart. Right now, go inside, God. Heal that vessel. Heal that heart. God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to the lower back, God. We speak to the vertebrae in the back, God. In the name of Jesus, touch the lower area, God. Touch the L joint, God. In the name of Jesus, let your strength be upon them, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We take an authority right now over the stronghold and the strong man that operate in the mind. Let control the mind by relationship, control the mind by illegal people, illegal sound, and operation of sound, God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We adjure you to loose your hold, strong man, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare breakthrough, because your word said in Jeremiah 33:3, if we call upon your name, God, you will answer us and show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You said in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You said without faith it is impossible to please you, God. So we speak to the spirit of fear. We bind up the spirit of fear, God, the spirit of fear that hit, that been heard in the land by COVID, God, and Corona 19, God, that called your people to be fear, God, and moving in that body, causing that body to go through chemical imbalances, God, and fear and torment. I bind up the tormenting sound, the tormenting spirit, the tormenting element, the tormenting assignment, in the name of Jesus. I take authority right now over your spirit now, and we cast you into the dark place, and we take authority right now over trapped spirits that operate in the mind. God, give them memory recall. Give them the strength, God, of short-term memory and long-term memory. God, renew and refresh their thoughts. Renew and refresh their memory cord. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Command you to back up now. Loose your hope now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the power of the victory and the break of the anointing, God. We thank you for the power of change. We thank you for the power of shackles being broken in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your power and your glory, God, over your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them that strength that they need, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, in Isaiah 65:24, and it shall come to pass that before we prayed, you have already heard, and while we're yet waiting, you have already responded. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word, God, in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, you know the thoughts that you think towards us, says the Lord, and your thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. And then we shall come to you and pray, God, and search for you with all of our hearts, and you will be found of us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for your power and your glory. We thank you right now for touching your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every assignment, God, that has been set down through our bloodline, through our generational line. In the mighty name of Jesus, we halt the hand of the enemy. We halt the trap in the seed. We halt the trap right now that have been set down, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. You said that you will rise and our enemy be scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the turnaround right now. We thank you for the turnaround, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the turnaround in that home. We thank you for the turnaround in that neighborhood. We thank you for the turnaround in that ministry. We thank you for the turnaround, God, for that husband and for that wife, God. We thank you for the turnaround for that single man and single woman. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for your glory and your honor. We thank you for doing it for us, God, because you said in your word in the book of Philippians 4:4, you said rejoice in the Lord. And again, you say rejoice. You said let our moderation be known to all men, that you are at hand. You said be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving. You said that our requests be made known unto you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep our heart, mind, and our thoughts in you. God, you said, finally, brothers, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of a good report and pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are a good report, and if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. God, we standing on the things of change, God. We're standing on the things of newness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, God, we reroute our prayer into the atmosphere of the wealth portal, God. You open unto us the wealth portal, God. Release unto us, God, the fairness of the wealth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the atmosphere, God, of the wealth portal, God. In the name of Jesus, open up the wealth portal, God. Open up the money system, God. Open up the prophetic current, God. That everything that belongs to us, we release, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to demonic thievery. We come against deception. We come against demonic activity. The spirits that have been sent down to steal our wealth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose it unto our bloodline. Loose it unto our family line. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the money changers, and we're buying up right now. Money changing system, God. What belongs to us should be ours, God. We speak to the gold. We speak to uranium. We speak to the silver, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the oil, God. Whatever belongs to us, God, by way of our bloodline, God. In the name of Jesus, loose it unto us, God. Let our DNA connect with the DNA of the wealth portal. Let our DNA connect to the monetary system. Let our DNA connect, God, to what belongs to us, to ownership. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your mighty hand be upon us, God. Let your mighty hand be upon our children. Let your mighty hand be upon our loved ones. In the name of Jesus, release it unto us, God. No delay, God. No dispute, God. We bind up that demonic spirit that sits in the council, God, and began to argue on behalf of our case. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Even at the door of the leper, came before the presence of Moses and requested of their wealth in the family line. And Moses went into the mountain 40 days, and he began to pray, and he came back down, and he said, the daughters of Zephaniah be required, and they are due, be blessed with their wealth. God, we decree and declare that our token be loosed unto us, God, in the name of Jesus, and no delay, no distraction, in the mighty name of Jesus, loose that money, God, loose those checks, God, loose those 401k, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, loose that money by way of bondage, loose that money by way of territory, loose that money by where they're laying. In the name of Jesus, cut loose now. We break the back of the devil. We come against every demonic activity that operates through the money system. We come against IRS. We bind it up, God. We speak to the Department of Labor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the Department of Treasury. In the name of Jesus, we command the Department of Reserve to loose what belongs to us now. In the name of Jesus, we command Wall Street to loose what belongs to us now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare stocks, God, monetary system, God, to be loosed unto your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We command you to empty it out, empty your hands out, in the name of Jesus. Demon spirit, we command you to back up, we command you to loose your hope, in the name of Jesus. You come subject to the word of the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare what belongs to us is ours. We command the now, now faith, now increase, now anointing, now power, now opportunity, now advancement, in the name of Jesus. For the word of God said in Psalm 75, in verse number 5, promotion neither come from the west, and neither come from the east, and neither come from the south, but you take down one, and you raise up another, but you never mention the north, because the north is the mysterious. God, loose your mysterious, loose your miraculous, loose your supernatural. God, loose it to us now, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare what belongs to us, God, shall be released, God, in the name of Jesus. We command it, God. We call you for record, as Paul calls you for record, in the name of Jesus, that it shall be done, God, in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare, nothing shall be lost, nothing shall be taken back, in the name of Jesus. Continue to increase us, continue to increase us, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it right now. We decree and declare it is so in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for the great and mighty release, God, that you're giving your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the strength of the ox in the lips of clay, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for this turnaround day, this turnaround season, this turnaround hour, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you strengthen your people, God. Give them increased strength, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our intercessors and those that are dealing with battle fatigue. In the mighty name of Jesus, you strengthen them, God. Strengthen their inner mind, their inner thoughts, God. In the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done over them. God, we're lifting up those pressure workers, then your yokemen, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lifting them up, God. Those that are operate in the night watch, you cover them, God. Those that operate in the early morning watch, you cover them, God. We operate those that operate in the noonday watch, you cover them, God. Cover the prophetic watches, God, that they know and stand on the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word manifest itself. In the name of Jesus, let your healing hand manifest itself. In the name of Jesus, let your glory manifest itself. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for it right now. We thank you for the all-seeing eye, knowing things that are going on in the land, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. We surrender unto you, God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for intercession, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for doing it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, the wind is blowing. In the name of Jesus, you're turning it around right now. In the name of Jesus, you're healing it right now. In the name of Jesus, you're touching the immune system right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're touching that arthritis, God, in the joints right now. In the name of Jesus, you're moving over that body right now. In the name of Jesus, let your healing fire loose over them, God. In the name of Jesus, we lifted up that family in New York, God. You touching the one right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch that family down in Australia, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the break of the anointing, God. We thank you for doing it for that woman, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now for turning that life around. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for right now, spirit of torment and torture. I command you to loose that house right now. Leave that house right now. Strong man, the Lord God rebuke you. You are lying wonder. You will not cause division in that family. We take authority right now. In the name of Jesus, now God, we decree and declare that you move down your power in that family, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the death demon, the death assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the death plague. In the name of Jesus, and we take authority right now. We command the death spirit to go back into the dry places. In the mighty name of Jesus, surrender yourself. Render your powerless now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that should no plague come nigh your people, nigh their dwelling place, nigh their home, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we speak to the equilibrium, we speak to the rhythm of the body, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them that strength, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now, and we decree and declare your word, God, your covenant, God, with the people of God, because you said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 12, as you told Solomon, you have made this place a place of prayer. You said if you shut it to heaven, that there be no rain, and you command the look at the divine the land, but if my people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven. You will forgive their sin. You will heal the land. God, there's a people that have not betrayed you. There's a people that have served you and that will serve you. There's a people that trust in you. There's a people that have faith in you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for a people that are set apart, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. God, we thank you right now for the anointing of your presence, for the glory of your presence. God, we thank you for the epic changes in the land, God. We thank you for the posture changes in the land, God. We thank you for it now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. We lift up the widowers. We lift up the sick and shut in, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up that broken family, that broken man, that wayward family, that wayward wife, that wayward husband, God. Lift them up, God. You touch them right now. in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. You said that you arise and our enemy be scattered. We're scattering the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, God, we send the spirit of ambushment against the camp of our enemy, as you did in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. In 20 and 7, you said, we need not fight this battle. This battle is not ours, but this battle is yours. In the mighty name of Jesus, and you send King Jehoshaphat out to tell the people, believe in the Lord thy God, and so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, and so shall you prosper. And he appointed musicians unto you, God, and you sent ambushment into the camp of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we send the ambushment into the camp of our enemy, into the camp of the enemy that will set traps for the people of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, turning it in our favor, favoring us right now, favoring our season, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we speak to the precipitation of the atmosphere and the wind, God, that is saving your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. We thank you for it now, Lord. We thank you for it now, God. We honor you right now, God. We give you praise, Lord, right now. For the timing of the season, God. We give you your praise, Lord. We thank you right now for the renewing of our faith, renewing of our thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help those that have unbelief now. In the name of Jesus, let them soar in this season, God. Let the angels of the living God move over them. Let them soar, God. Let them not be caught up by the old ways, the old mindset. In the name of Jesus, renew and refresh, God. These are a time of refreshing for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen them today, God. In the name of Jesus, move over their vision, God. Many people along the way have lost the vision, God, because of the things that are going on in the land. God, let their vision manifest itself. In the name of Jesus, touch the vision, God. Touch the provision for their vision, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. There's so much that is going on in the land. There's so much confusion that's overtaking the people's mind. Mental illness being distraught, God. A lack of understanding, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reroute it, God. Refresh, God. Renew, God. Reestablish, God, your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your mighty hand being upon the men and women of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. We honor you now, God. We praise you now, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise now, God. Take us through the season, God. Those that are grieving, God, dealing with silent grief, God, loud grief, God, take them through in the name of Jesus. Let them make it through the season, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to the deep-rooted pain, deep-rooted loneliness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now, and we honor you now for all that you're doing in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, because even as you said to Daniel, you heard him for the first time that you prayed, but the prince of Persia held the prayers in delay. God, we decree and declare that there shall be no delays to our prayers that we release into the land concerning your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. I honor you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that young man that's coming out of the prison. We thank you right now for that young daughter that's being delivered from perversion, God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for touching that wayward family, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for bringing it back into alignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for that judge that's rendering the decision concerning that settlement for that family, God. in the mighty name of Jesus. You exposing the hand of the enemy. You exposing their darkness, their spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord, for your mighty hand being upon your people. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for it now. Now, God, we landlock every demonic spirit that will try to interfere with the power of prayer. We command you to come subject to the authority and the power of the presence of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it in advance. In the name of Jesus. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen on today. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. And we bless the Lord on today. We honor the Lord on today. We honor him for his mighty hand, his mighty power, and his mighty presence over many of the people on today. We give God the praise for you on today. You, you, and you on this day. Honoring the presence of the Father on today. We thank God for the noonday prayer in whatever city, town, and nation you in. We honor you on today. We thank God for those that are in the Eastern time zone, in the Pacific time zone, in the Central time zone. We bless in the Mountain time zone. Let the spirit of the release of God come over you today and bring you into a new and a new in the things of the Lord. In the anew of God, that his spirit and his presence be upon you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Trust God in this season. There's no other way. There's no other place but to put our total trust in God. Put our total trust in him. Your trust has to be in the Father. That's where the truth is revealed and the presence of God is manifested through that spirit realm. And you have to know the spirit of the Lord God. So many people have lost hope. They have lost hope. The hope is not lost. It's the strength of God for many of us on today. Amen. The Lord will give us. He will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He's going to do it for you today, man of God and woman of God. Trust in the Lord. Trust God. He is your strength. He's your redeemer. And he's your strong tower on today. And we bless the Lord for our intercessors today and our prayer warriors. We honor the Spirit of the Lord God for you. Thank you for allowing the Spirit of the Lord God to manifest himself in you and through you on today. We bless in the Lord those that are listening in on today. We're going to open up the line for those, if the Spirit of the Lord God gave you a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, or release the word for the people of God. I'm going to give you opportunity to do that. If the Lord healed you today and something was spoken concerning your life, concerning you today, and God did something in you and for you on today, we want to give you opportunity even now to release that, what the Lord has did while we were praying. If the Lord moved on your behalf, we want to give you an opportunity as well to share that at this time, at this particular time. If you're on the Blog Talk side, Blog Talk Radio, you can hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, the Lord God has released something concerning the balance of God's people. There have been many people out of balance. And even as I was praying, I sensed the word, I'm giving my people balance to be able to balance their life. So many people are out of balance when it comes to the kingdom of God and their own personal life. So there has been a release of balance for some of us. Some of us have been out of balance in our walk with the Lord so that we can be back in balance and in the balance of God on today. We thank God for the balance that he's giving you, the balance that he's covering over you in this season. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We honoring the Lord for the spirit of balance over you. There's some of you that are carrying stress on you. These are stressors that you've been carrying for years. You've been waging war with your own mind. And these stressors have nothing to do with other people. These are stressors that you're carrying on you from things that transpired in your life. And you have to release these stressors that are carrying pockets in your body. You're holding on to stressors that you must release so your body can come back into balance. The stressors of family, the stressors of relationship, the stressors of job, and you're holding on to these stressors, and these stressors are causing your body to be out of balance. Release yourself from these stressors. Release yourself from the pressure of these stresses so that you will be able to be strengthened by the presence of God, that the strength of God will cover you and hover you in this season. The strength of God. He's your strength. He's your presence. He's your power. The glory of God for you all today. The strength of God. Amen. For the people of God. All right. Thank you, God. Once again, if the Lord has given you a ministry gift in the kingdom of God, and the Lord uses you in the ministry gift, and you want to release a word to the people of God that God has given you, you want to get down. If you're on the blog side, on the blog side, hit one. If you're on the conference line now and you're listening in, you can hit star six and come in at this time. At this time, we're opening up for you to be able to come in and release what the Lord has given you or the Lord has released to you and for you at this time. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless in the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord God and the Word of God, that where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is liberty. We want the Spirit of God to have free reign and free liberty for his people. Where many people are under bondage, and God don't want you to be under bondage. He wants you to be liberated. He wants you to be held down. He wants his people to be liberated from these things that we have held on to. This is your day of deliverance. You're harboring something. Let it go. Release it. Now, some people get in a spirit of offense and they don't even know that they care in a spirit of offense.
Praise the Lord, God.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Forgive me, sir. We're wrapped up in this, a final here.
That's okay. No problem, woman of God. It's okay.
I want to release this because I've been carrying it since last Wednesday. And when I was praying on the Wednesday as a time going on, and even in the morning of 5 a.m. prayer for me. I've been hearing the Lord tell me to instruct the saints, which then also to be praying for the generations that are walking the face of the earth. Because every generation carries a different type of spirit with it. So we as the saints of God in our time of intercessory, that we pray as just bring back into the balance, we have to come against those spirits of every generation that is still walking the earth, because it continues from one generation to the next, from the next generation to the next. And every generation, that spirit begins to get worse and worse. So our assignment, man, including myself, is that we need to be continuously warring against those, not just only generational curses, but those things that those demonic spirits that is attached to the name, even considering the naming of each and every generation. So I just wanted to release that into the atmosphere so that the saints can all be praying along so that we can combat these demonic holds that's trying to continue to take over the saints of God.
Amen. And you said we need to be praying for our generational spirits. Generational spirit in the land.
That's in the land, every spirit. Because we know that there are some people that is even still over 100 years old. And they have that, you know, those different generations was taught different things that every decade. And so we have to know how to be able to, even if we have to
combat.
Go and look up combat, even if we have to look and see what that generation was all about, we need to know what that decade up under that generation, what it holds, so that we can know how to strategically war in the spirit of God.
Amen. So we want the saints to be praying and combating against generational strongholds in the land. Amen. Amen. We will stand on that. Evangelist Wilkes, for releasing that to us on today. And I come into agreement with that, because there's a lot of generational strongholds that are coming through family lines, where the men are carrying on feminine tendencies because there's a lack of fathers in the home. And they carry these feminine tendencies in masculine body. And we're going to be pleading and knowing that God's will is going to be done in the structure of the household and the family unit. And that is, and that we're also praying for this generational controlling spirit, generational systems that are in place that's controlling household, strong men and household, and generational. There's a heavy spirit of divorce in some people's bloodline. Divorce in the bloodline. There's strongholds in bloodline where there's always single women in the home, new men. We're praying for those strongholds to be broken. The men will step into that position and that place and all. There's a stronghold where politically we have white system. When it comes to political system, they control us, they misuse us and abuse us, and then we come back and support their system. It's generational things, because they can give us money, give us things, give us jobs, and as soon as they're in position, they go back to the old ways. And these are generational things. You know, people are making covenant with ancient society, ancient order, ancient secret society that is not God. And it's generational things. And then when the lot comes to our sons, our daughters, and things happen, you're wondering what's going on. Those are generational covenant. Got to be careful of that too. Thank you, Andrew. We bless the Lord for you. Because the enemy has definitely infiltrated the church world with a lot of religious stuff. And a lot of things we're following are basically religious rituals and rituals that are not godly. So we have to definitely pray that our son will come to know other things of the word of the Lord, guys. Even that television, the teleporting system, and the things that we have been so common to use or trust. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else listening to that?
Yes. Good afternoon, Prophet. Blessings unto you. This is Tina Rice from San Antonio, Texas.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Blessings to you. I have a testimony, and the Lord had released a word to me last week, and it's been on me all week, and it's stubborn. Because he said the watch portals are, the wealth portal is open, but many people are stubborn. He said many mm-hmm. want their way, but does it line up with the will of the Father? Do not close your ear to the prophets where they come to confirm what I have told you and shown you in your dreams. My promises are true, says the Lord. I have not forgotten you nor delayed the blessings. Remember your promises to me. Many are not keeping their promises to God. Commit yourself to the work, and the fruit of your labor shall be plenty. He said, stubborn is having or showing dog determination not to change one's attitude or position or something, especially in spite of good arguments or reasons to do so. He then began to break the word down to me. Stub means strike against, born, existing as a result of birth, suited perfectly or trained to do a particular job. In that the enemy is striking against what is born in us. Do not allow the enemy to take away your birthright. We must have the mindset of expectation. The wealth portal is open, and you must tap in, for the prayers of the intercessors have opened the realms for you to go forth. You must have the faith to know your Father in heaven has given you access to prevail over the enemy's plots to hold you in a impoverished mindset. He has laid before you the vision to obtain wealth and riches. 2 Timothy 1:7, for the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. Matthew 21:22, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. He said, faith mm-hmm. is believing, expectation is demanding and knowing it's happening. The wealth portal is open, and you must have a mindset of expectations now. In that, and I released that to our church just this past Sunday, and he's still staying on me about the wealth portal is open. And the testimony mm-hmm. I want to share in that, you prophesied over me some months ago when you were traveling and you were going to preach at an event, and you were in your car and you had to pull over. And you spoke about there were some hairstylists and business owners that was going to receive some money. And we are to tithe. You said, ask the Lord where you should tithe to. You're not going to tell nobody where to send their money, but you said, ask the Lord. Well, I want you to know you were speaking to me, and I said, when that happened to me, I was going to tithe to you. I just received a call yesterday that grant money will be released to me in a couple of days. So I'm publicly letting you know I will be tithing that money to you. You spoke about celebrities. I will be in the face of some celebrities. Well, I just was asked to be a part of a styling team for a play. They want me to style the hair for a red carpet event at a private location. And then if I'm chosen to be on the traveling team, I would be traveling with this play starting in March of 2021. And I just want to thank you for being obedient and releasing the word. Thank you. Thank you. And I pray that those that are listening would be obedient and feed back into you and be obedient. Don't let a curse become something that was a blessing. And you have a blessed day, prophet.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. In the eyes of the Lord for the prophetic word, and we receive the word of the Lord God. The Bible said he that received the prophet in the name of the prophet received the prophet reward, and he that received the righteous man in the name of the righteous man received the righteous man reward. And the word reward there means access, giving God's people access to things in the kingdom of God. And there are very few people that come back when Jesus healed the lepers, man. Only one came back and gave him the report. And we honor the Lord today for the report that God has spoken and God has done it. Delay doesn't mean deny, people of God. Delay doesn't mean deny. Many of us are dealing with small delays. These are not major delays. They're small delays. And we're watching the political climate of the infrastructure of the earth change. Just because the gatekeepers are changing, God has not changed. Just because the political systems have changed, God has not changed. And we thank God for you, woman of God, releasing that to us and prophetically sharing that with the people of God, with those that are listening in and globally and around the world. Oftentimes, people have made many commitments to us to do things, and as soon as it happened, they did not keep their commitment. There are some who have been very, very committed to things, and they have been faithful. There are some that when the enemy attacks them through other people, they stop being committed to. But we bless be the name of the Lord God for a remnant of people that God would use to be able to be a blessing that's consistent in the things of the kingdom of God. I believe that we are in a time where the insurance policy of the prophet is very critical to the presence of God for his people. And there are men and women of God who have not compromised their position for the food or the crumbs from the master table. We thank God today for that, woman of God, and we continue to speak and decree and declare the great and mighty things that the Lord is doing. Over the last 3 weeks, this has been a very trying time for me. And the interesting thing about the trying time, Administrator Bryant and even some of my staff know, during these trying times that I was going through, there were less people sowing into the ministry than they were giving during these trying times. And during the trying time, you'll know who's really with you and who's not with you. So I bless the Lord for the remnant of people who will continually stay strong and steadfast in being a blessing to the work that we have done and the prophetic release that we had given, that has been given to the people of God. And we certainly honor the Lord for you on today in that praise report. Certainly, I take the word of God at heart and I write it down. You said something that was very powerful. Don't allow the enemy to steal your birthright. And that is so pivotal right now because there's many mantles that are being released and people are not in position to receive the mantle or even their birthright because they're so distracted by being nosy in other people's business. They're so focused on what other people are doing and they're missing the focal point of what God wants to do in them and through them. And certainly, I trust the Lord today for all that he's doing for his people and through his people. Just because I may not have been on social media, it doesn't mean I have not been in the presence of the Lord. If you tapped into the presence of the Lord, you will know that I'm still in the presence of God. So I bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tina Weiss, for releasing that to the men and women of God here, and to those that have been here. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. We bless the Lord for you on today. And I thank God for those men and those women of God that were willing to stand in for me during this time. I greatly appreciate you. I don't take it lightly. Your ministry gift, and what you have done. I thank you for standing in on my behalf during this time. I greatly appreciate you immensely for your prayer and your support. Thank God for those who were blessed on yesterday night when we came on live and shared the word of God with God's people on yesterday. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the Facebook Live yesterday, the message was to know your season in the midst of a crisis. To know your season in the midst of the crisis. You don't put the crisis on people in the midst of your crisis. Know your season in the midst of the crisis. We thank God for all those that have prayed for Mother Allen and the Allen family and the God children. We bless the Lord for you. And surely she sent her love to everybody that prayed for her. But these are the times that it's even greater that we have to be praying for Mother Ellen Allen now. So continue to pray for her. If I gave specific prayers, my specific prayer is to pray for her strength and all of the business of the ministry, all the business that she has to take care of, her strength, and for the business that she has to tend to in this season. So we thank God for you on today, the men and women of God on today. And I was able to get back with some of you during this time. Unfortunately, some that I got back with was a little long-winded for me. And during a time like this, I don't need a lot of long-winded people in my ear. Because I know people want to go on and on and on. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate the scriptures. I appreciate all of the religious scriptures that you gave me. But sometimes you just need thank you, and we're praying for you. And so we greatly appreciate that and honor the Lord for those who were standing in the gap for us and praying with us. This is not an easy place. I would not say that in any way. It's not an easy place, especially when your spiritual parents are very close to you, and then your natural parents are close to you, and both of them are dealing with certain things. I experienced a big challenge during this time, but I'm going to deal with that in the timing of the Lord. But I thank God for those of you who has been really standing with us during this time. Thank you for those who stepped out in the midst of what was going on to say, Prophet, we'll stand in your stead. I thank you for that. It's good when you know that people you've trained and talked and shared was willing to step in without having to asked him to do it, then he's willing to do it. So I bless the Lord on today for the men and the women of God who's willing to stand with us. Thank you so much, tremendously, for your prayer and support. All right, is there anyone else that the Lord has given a word for or a word to release to us on today? While we're still have the time right now, because the Lord is giving you a praise report or a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom for us. Once again, thank you, woman of God, because I hold dear to don't allow the enemy to steal our birthright. And those wealth portals are definitely open. I know, and several other people who are connected with me definitely know that is so true. Those portals are absolutely open unto us. And we receive them. We thank God for them on today. You just have to tap into them with your life. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone? Thank you again to this works as well, because there are so much generational things in the land that many people don't understand why they keep visiting these poverty mindsets, visiting this divorce, visiting this perverted spirit, visiting the challenge in their lives. Keep visiting. So why do I keep bumping my head? Why do I keep going back to the same thing? Well, we bless the Lord. Thank you so much. All right, Minister Aretha Bryant, do you have any words over there for us, woman of God, any announcements, Minister Aretha Bryant?
God bless you, Pastor Matthews, and God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Please keep in mind that the Prophetic Diamond class, we're still working on that and trying to get everything finalized on that as well. Also, if you desire for Dr. Matthews to be a guest speaker at your conference and Prophetic Summit, Real Revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'd be more than happy to coordinate the counseling sessions for you and the rates and times. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. We thank God for your duty and responsibility, Administrator Aretha Bryant, during the homegoing service as well. You did a very good job of standing and being in your position there during a horrendous time, under the stress and the pressure of reading off all of those cars, obituaries, and the list goes on. We thank God for you being able to survive the pressure of making sure the name as many could be read on. We thank God for you and the duty at the homegoing service of Bishop Antal, and we bless you, and traveling at such a distance, we bless the Lord for you and you and our good friends. We bless the Lord for you all there. People of God, we honor the Lord for you on today, and bless the Lord for your ministry gift, those who are operating in ministry gifts today. This is certainly not a season to draw back. I'm telling you, it's not a season to draw back. And the reason I'm saying it's not a season to draw back, because there's so many things that are being manifested in the earth realm, manifested in the earth realm at an alarming rate for the kingdom of God. And God wants to put them in your hand, but you can't have a spirit of fear. You have to have the faith realm. There are many things that are unveiling around you. If you notice right now, there is major chaos in the land that is going on, but many people are not aware of them, especially in the political system. That's why I said to some of you, your silence will never be misquoted in this season. You be still And once God moves, you have a lot of people that are busybody right now, and they in the wrong place. God has your name in his courtroom, and he's working in your favor and for you. Just trust God in this transition. You trust God in this transition. You will see the manifestation of his mighty hand on you, in you, and through you. You just have to trust God during this time, and he will move on your behalf. He's moving on your behalf. He's moving in your test. He's moving in that issue. He's moving in that direction. So trust God. Don't draw back in this season. If God is giving it to you, trust him that he's going to do it for you. This small window, as I said to many people, this window of the election is going to be a small little window. Meaning, you're going to see a major turn in this election, people. This is a small window. And you're going to begin to see it manifest in the beginning of this Gregorian calendar, that's what I call it. And it's going to be small-lived. And it's going to be small-lived. Change is here. And God is doing the changing in the midst of the changing of the time. Amen. Prophetic people, stay in your sleep pattern. It's uncomfortable. We know many of you. Your sleep pattern is out of place. But trust God. He's moving in it. He's moving for you. He's moving with you. He's giving you the strength that you need. And he's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down. Please me. God is not going to let us down. There are things that are getting ready to open. Matter of fact, let me put it like this. There are things that are open right now. You just got to tap into it before the distraction tap you out. Amen. Bless the Lord. If you want a copy of today's teaching, prayer in its entirety, go to our blogtalkradio.com. It's in the archive, and get a copy of it in entirety. It's available to you. It's free. If you desire to be a blessing to this ministry, go to our ministry website at WeRestoreYou.org. WeRestoreYou.org. And click on the donation button. We are 501c tax exempt ministry. Or you can go to Cash App at MoneySign. RFPIN. That's Cash App at MoneySign. RFPIN. I thank you in advance for your seed that you have sown into the ministry work. I honor you today. And I truly, from the depth of my spirit, appreciate all of the calls, the prayers, the texts, the emails. I thank you fervently for those who prayed for me. Thank you, because you just don't know where my mind is at. And I appreciate you, and I thank you, and we continue to lift you up on today. Amen. Bless you, saints of God. Thank you on today. Any of the people who prayed today with us, do you have something you would like to say? Any final word from our prayer warriors and intercessors today? Amen. All right. We bless you. Don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Evangelist Delma Sidney and myself, 5 a.m. We're going to be dealing with relationship topics, and we're going to be connected with you. And you can join us on this coming this coming Thursday morning. That's tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast. Join us. If you have not purchased the book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter, please purchase it. It will be a blessing to you. Put it in your library. Put it in your archive. Share it on your Facebook page and let other people know about it so they can be blessed by it. Excuse the noise in the background. Your family members moving around. But we bless the Lord for you today. Thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're giving, and all that you're connecting with us on today. Amen. All right, people of God, Minister LeBryan, and saint to God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just want to make sure. All right. Okay, people of God, well, continue to walk in the presence of God and the power of God. Join us. We may be sharing throughout the week some things with the people of God. Okay? Love you all tremendously. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all. Amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
I don't wanna keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't wanna live for you and not see you in the end. I don't wanna know your name. You'll not know much before I get to the gate. Please hold me close. Please hold me close. Now I don't want to keep on preaching and not believing. Now I don't want to keep on running, tripping over my sin, myself. And you've not no match before I get to the gate. Please hold me close. Don't let me go. Hold me close. Oh, wrap me in your arms. Yes, Lord, in your loving arms. Tell me. Tell me that you care. Oh, I'll stay by your side because I know you're near and you're everywhere. Oh, please hold me, yeah. Hold me close. Grab me in your arms and never let me go. Please hold me close. Hold me close. Whatever you do, don't let me go. Hold me close. God, I will stay by your side. Hold me close.
Thank you. Recording paused. Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.